Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I'm your host and energy expert. As you can hear from the audio, we have a little bit of background sound because I am recording this today outside on my balcony. So you might hear a little bit something else than usually, but that's okay. I'm taking you today on a personal experiment. I'm sharing it all with you while I let go of a part of me that I want to let go of for such a long time. The part of me that dislikes her body. Now is the time in my life when I'm ready to do this. And I take you with me. The journey that I'm describing to you today started about 2 years ago. Well, obviously it's not over yet, otherwise we wouldn't have this conversation today. But I'm at a significant step in my life where I want to play around a bit, do an experiment with the concept of surrendering that I learned from Michael Singer. And I will take you along with me while I'm literally going through the steps and creating them and discovering them for myself. So there will be further episodes going to come on this topic of my surrender experiment. The cool thing is that the steps that I have been taking and am taking now in the next few months can be applied to any kind of situation in your life. So you can use what I'm telling you today and apply it to any kind of situation that you have not been able to change or let go of or resolve in your life. So have that in your mind while you listen to me today. I started at my highest weight about 2 years ago when I decided to do something about my relationship with my body, not just about my weight. But until then, I've tried so many things and techniques and diets to lose weight. And initially they would always work. And then when I stopped them, all the weight would always come back up. If body weight is one of your topics, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Over the last 2 years, I have lost some of my weight, but not to a level that I would be happy with my body suddenly. And I will share with you what I did to lose that initial weight. And it's not going to be dieting or restricting myself. So it's going to be something else, obviously. It's going to be inner work. I'm going to walk you through all the steps that I have experienced over the last 2 years. And only now, in reflection of looking back at it, can I actually see that these were steps that I was taking. Kind of steps of a natural progression. But when I went through it, it did not feel natural or progressive. I can tell you that. You can apply those levels of change that I'm going to share with you throughout this episode to anything that you want to change in your life and have not been able to do so. It could be a relationship that you want to improve, maybe with your partner, your parent, a child, a friend, or maybe you want to let go of a habit like smoking, eating unhealthy food or drinking alcohol. Or you just want something new in your life, a new job, a new home, a new relationship. You will see that whatever I'm sharing with you today can be applied to anything you want to let go of in your life or have changed in your life. And you've probably tried many times before and failed so far. So this episode is for you. For most of my adulthood, I had a very negative mindset about my body. I would shame myself. I would say really awful things about my body and criticize myself, well, at any given chance, truly. And I tried a few diets and restrictions, like I mentioned already, but my weight would always creep up again at the end of those diets. And over the years, I just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And with that came, of course, as well, an increase in that negative self-talk. You could literally call it self-hate that I expressed towards and about my body. I tried to change my relationship with my body initially by changing my body And that is that first level of change. It's a physical level, the 3D level, where we try to change something by changing something on the outside of us and not on our inside. But I can say now for sure that it never really worked for me. It didn't get me anywhere. So I even restricted myself over the last couple of years since I've been doing the inner work, and it still didn't do anything for me. Like last year, I didn't drink alcohol for 10 months. Or last month, I stopped eating sugary things like cakes, sweets. I had no alcohol. I had no sugary drinks. And it still didn't do anything to my body weight. And that is a clear message to me that this physical level is not doing it for me. It's not helping anymore. And I can kind of let go of it. That's not the solution for me. And to be very honest, I don't want to live like that anymore. I don't want to keep living a life for the next 40 years where I control, where I force, where I manipulate, where I restrict myself. I don't even call that living. And that's why I started to move away from this physical level of change and started to do the inner work. And we're going now to the next level. So when I started to go within on this change journey, to go and do more of the inner work, the first step that I took was changing that negative self-talk that I was telling you about. I went therefore onto my mental state of being, my mindset about my body, and I looked at what I was saying to myself. What were my beliefs? What were my thoughts? And I looked at what I was saying to myself on a consistent basis and what I was believing to be true about my body. So I spent about a year really undoing all of those habitual cycles of thinking and believing and judging myself for how I looked that just came so automatically now to me. And I believe that has helped me to really lose that weight that I was telling you earlier about. So that chunk of weight that I did lose in the last 2 years, I really lost in that first year where I focused on the mental level of change. So this is really the first step that I took on this inner work that I was talking about. Going within and starting to making changes on the inside and not the outside anymore. So for 1 year, I really focused on those beliefs, my thoughts, and my mental chatter about my body that would keep going on and on and on if I didn't stop it. To be honest, I, of course, not just focused on my body. It was a skill that I created in that year in general to calm my mind more down and to manage it better. But at the same time, a huge focus was on the transformation of my relationship with my body that I wanted to achieve. Reflecting back on where I was when I started my journey, so over 2 years ago, and comparing it to where I am now with my thoughts, my beliefs, and my mental chatter about my body, I would say that I probably decreased that negative self-talk by about 75%. It's still there. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing now, the experiment. But it's so much quieter. It's less aggressive. It's less mean, to be honest. And it's not anymore taking such an amount of time and energy away from living my life. And this is a perfect place for you to begin if you are interested to go this path of within and do the inner work. It makes such a huge difference in your life if you reprogram those thoughts and those beliefs that are stuck in your subconscious mind, probably for a very long time. And why it's the perfect first step is because working with your thoughts and belief is a bit more tangible and a bit more analytical, which is easier for us than going straight to the next level that I'm telling you about now. I did not go through the next level of change by focusing just on my body. It was more of focusing on my emotional state in general. And obviously, a lot of those emotions that came up and that I work with were things like guilt, shame, frustration, which are all things that I would be feeling about my body. So I kind of took care of it as part of that general emotional state that I was working with. So in the last 12 to 18 months, I have focused heavily on letting go and releasing a lot of the emotional addictions that I have within. And I use various techniques for that to be able to get myself unstuck, to get those energy blockages removed from my energy field. And while doing that, that has helped me to feel better about my body, let go of some of those emotions that I would connect with how I would see myself and my body. So that has helped me already a lot again to get to that next level. Another important part in this emotional level of change are our coping mechanisms. We use coping mechanisms to not look at those emotions that we don't want to feel. We suppress, we deny, we ignore, we do all kinds of things not to look and feel those negative emotions. That's what we've been told. That's how we most of us have grown up, to learn that you don't want to feel those negative emotions. And therefore, we use all kinds of techniques to not look at them. But that is something that you want to look at and tackle while on this level of change with your emotions and feelings, because the negative emotions are part of life as well. And for you to be able to release them and get better, you need to look at them and feel them. And the best indicator to find those emotions are triggers. Every time you get triggered to feel a negative kind of emotion, you know it's a sign for you to look at it closer and for you to release something. Those triggers, for you to get triggered, is a sign from your subconscious mind that you are ready to let go of this emotion now, this level of emotion that is coming up. And if you ignore it, you won't release it, and it will keep coming up. Your subconscious mind is using your life, your surroundings, to find situations where it can trigger this emotion to tell you that you want to let go of it. It is so crucial for the process of change to be able to see those signs and look closer at your emotional state, all of it. As you can see, this level of change is a little bit trickier and harder to grasp. It's not as easy like the other level, the mental level, but it's so worth it. I would never go back to a time where I again start to suppress my emotions instead of just dealing with them. I actually welcome triggers now, because I know now, hey, there is something else that I can let go of and get that energy back into my life. So we caught up now to the present moment. And as you can see on the pyramid that I'm sharing with you, that there are still two levels for us to talk about. Where I am today with my body is that nothing really much has changed about myself, about how I think or feel, or about my actual physical body in the last year. But it wasn't really my focus either. I had a lot of other things that I was working on. So what I think happened is that I drifted into that next level, and that is the level of acceptance. And that makes sense as well, because if I start to accept what is, then nothing much needs to change, right? So it makes complete sense that my body, all my weight, hasn't really changed in the last year. And you could think that this is a place where you want to end up, at acceptance. I overcame my limiting beliefs about my body. I released a lot of emotional addictions around my body. And now I move into accepting what is and who I am and how my body is. But it's not the last level. It's not working for me. There is still this lingering personality trait inside of me that still wants me to weigh less and look different. And that's why I need to go even a level deeper. While doing this inner work, I actually realized that I never liked my body. For most of my adulthood, I was never happy with how my body looked like. And that is a significant realization, because it means that this is a huge part of who I am, that I am a person that does not like her body. Which means is that I could now go and do everything I want to and lose 30 pounds, and I still wouldn't be happy, because at any weight I was throughout my whole life, I was never happy with how I looked. And that's the part that I now want to let go of. And for that to happen, I now need to move away from that state of acceptance, that level of acceptance, and enter my surrender experiment. I talked about surrendering in the last episode, so check that out if you want to know more. These are the steps we can go through at any moment when we want to surrender to something and truly, truly let go of something. And I have been using those steps that I've learned through Michael Singer in all kinds of situations in the last, I would say, 1 to 1.5 years in my life while studying his books and some of his courses. And obviously, I'm going to use those as well in my experiment. But I know that I can even go deeper. There is something else that I haven't fully grasped yet around surrendering. There is another level that I haven't experienced yet. And I'm so excited to discover it, to really focus on this now, because I think this is I'm now ready. I'm ready to go to this next level. And I'm ready to discover what is after acceptance. What else can I do? And I'm quite excited to take you with me on this journey. What I want to get out of this experiment is that I just don't want to think about my body anymore. I want to be completely neutral. However it looks, if it's bigger than it is now, if it's the same size, or if it's thinner, I don't want to spend any more my thoughts and my energy and my time on any kind of relations to my body that are kind of harmful or judgmental or criticism. And I know it's possible to let that go and not have that focus anymore on my body. My body is just a tool. And yes, I'm very grateful for it. But I want to be just more intuitive with my body and for it to just be more natural. And I don't have the answer yet. That's why it's an experiment. I am going to go through the steps that I know, and I will literally invite new steps, new insights, new tools into my consciousness to be able to really go that lower level on that change and to truly be able to let go of that part of me that always dislikes her body. And I'm so excited and at the same time a little bit scared, but that's good. Being scared means you're stepping out of your comfort zone. And I think this is what I need now. And I'm grateful for you being part of this experiment as well. If I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you and recording this for you, I wouldn't be going so deep, or maybe I wouldn't do it at all. So you being here with me actually helps me to go through this experiment and be really serious and focused about it. So thank you for that. And I invite you to go on your own change journey. You now learned about the different levels of change and pick something in your life. You probably know exactly which situation you want to take in your life and apply those levels of change. And maybe first of all, assess where are you at? Are you maybe still on that physical level and try to change everything you can about the situation on a physical 3D level, but you keep failing. Or maybe you are already on the level of mental change where you are working with your subconscious mind. That's great as well. This is a first huge step. Or maybe you are already on the level of working and facing your emotions that have been stuck inside of you, probably even for decades. And that's very brave of you as well. And a lot of things you can release and let go of just with those steps, the physical, the mental, and the emotional. I have lots of examples where I have been able to let go of things just with those levels. But I'm talking now about a situation that is just bigger than that. And I have not been able to let go of it. And therefore, I want to go deeper. And maybe you are at that state as well, where you accepted something and you thought, well, that's it. That's where I probably stop with this process. And now I can tell you there is something else. There is something else after the acceptance that you can do together with me to finally completely let go. And I'm so glad that you're here with me on this journey. So go along with me. It would be pretty cool. And if you would like to have some help, especially on those two levels of mental and emotional, then you can always join Energy Academy. It's my program where I teach you all of the steps that you need and all the knowledge that you need to really grasp those levels of change, the mental and the emotional. So if you want help, I'm here for you. Thank you so much for listening to this deeply personal episode today. I really appreciate your attention and support, and I can't wait to give you an update soon. And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon, and bye-bye.